I will just slowly start. I will today try to give some kind of brief overview of SPDX tooling. There's a lot out there, and I will try to capture some of that, especially this stuff that is inside the SPDX org on GitHub. So I'm Max. Maybe someone saw me already somewhere. That's my coordinates. Ping me if you have questions. So let's talk about SPDX tooling. I think the first part that I want to go through are the tools that are provided in the SPDX org. And I think we all call them tools, but they are all libraries and tools. And the first one that we just saw a wonderful presentation of are the Java tools. And I think they are still the most complete and most actively developed library for SPDX. Thanks to Gary. Really a great job. And if you're unsure, I think the Java tools are a good starting point. They provide the possibility to implement or to use them low level to implement usage of SPDX in a Java JDK-based project. Or they provide a set of command line tools or tools that allow you to do some easy tasks like converting between formats and view stuff and generate stuff. So that's always a good starting point. I will be too fast, so there will be time for questions. And I went fast through the Java tools as we just saw them. The next set of tools are the Python tools. I think they are they have a similar structure, similar to the Java tools. They are also libraries and CLI tools. And so there's a library part. If you have a Python project that you want to generate SPDX, pass SPDX, work with SPDX, they have the possibility, or you can use them in your project to interact with SPDX. And similar to Java tools, also the Python tools have the CLI part that provides some common functionality like verifying and validation and converting of documents and files. Maybe a more interesting thing related to the Python tools is where are they with adoption of SPDX 3? And the Python tools implement the current state of RC1, of the currently latest release candidate, but that will soon change. And it was implemented by hand, not generated from the model. And so it's a good starting point if you want to try out SPDX 3 and try how it behaves and how it looks like. And it has a functionality that if you start with an SPDX 2 document, it bumps that to an SPDX 3 document. So if you want to experiment with SPDX 3, you could also use that to take an SPDX 2 document and just convert it to SPDX 3 and look at how it looks like. It has an implementation of the JSON-LD serialization, so you can also see how the serialized format looks. And what's next with that? I think the big change that is up on the horizon is to migrate that manually written model to an automatically generated model, like we have seen in Gary's presentation. We also want to use the shackle as an input and get the model as an output to have to don't make errors. The next, a pretty new part of the ecosystem that is provided in this GitHub org are the TypeScript tools. They are called TypeScript since they are written in TypeScript, but they actually work also with JavaScript, and there's a pretty generic build system behind that so that it should work in every related ecosystem. What's different to the previous libraries here is that they are not trying to be the complete universal tool that can do everything and that can convert in every direction, but instead they are built with a use case in mind, like I want to generate a software bill of material of a dependency tree. So they do not yet fully implement SPDX. They do not, they can't parse files. They are very small and lightweight to generate SPDX documents, which is fairly helpful, especially in the JavaScript ecosystem where small libraries are usually preferred. And based on that, there are already two plugins implemented. For example, there's a Yarn plugin that allows you with two lines of code to generate a software bill of material of a Yarn project. And that's so one line is please install that plugin, and the second line is please generate an SBOM, and then you have an SBOM. And the second thing is a plugin for Rollup. Rollup is one of these build tools in the JavaScript ecosystem that builds a single JavaScript file from a lot of files. And here we use SPDX to encode which files from the source side went into the output so that you have traceability on the build process. So that's the second current plugin that is also on GitHub. And just as a side note to mention it, also the NPM tool recently got native support for SBOM generation for SPDX and CDX. That's why we didn't bother to implement it there. But maybe at some point we can get them to use the SPDX library, and therefore they might get SPDX 3 support at some point automatically. The last big library in the SPDX org are the tools for Go. They are modular. They have a lot of the same functionality. I'm not very deep into Go development. There are probably other people that can answer the questions there. But we also have tooling in Go. So that was the first part of tools from the tool overview. The next thing is there's also SPDX 3 meta tooling. There is, as we heard in the previous presentation, there's a tool that takes the spec and generates machine-readable output that can be used. And Joshua wrote something that takes one of this of these outputs, the shackle, and already generates Python code from that. And so there's already the first building block to generate code out of the model, and it's with templating and it's generic, so hopefully it will be soon expanded with a lot of other programming languages, and that might be a very valuable tool in the future. And there are also other projects, as you can imagine. That's a huge list. There's a page where tools supporting SPDX are listed. I think I copied it rather complete, but I think I missed some of them. If you don't see yourself there, check on that list if you have a tool that supports SPDX. And I think on the page there's also described how you can add yourself to this list.
Okay, I added six of them since that slide, so.
Maybe. Yeah. And that's it. That's tooling. And that's questions. Okay, so you're working on Xen Hypervisor, and you want to know how to generate SPDX for this project, and it's a C project.
It's a C-based project,
So there is a hypervisor, yep. There are tools, and there are some documents. Mm-hmm. I want to know how to generate SPDX,
yep.
how to make it compatible.
I think that's depends a lot on which build systems, which, what is happening in the build, and how can you trace what's happening. Is it hard-coded somewhere? Is it CMake? Or I don't know. And then you need to look for the right tools that can extract that information. And maybe I think there's, for example, you could place, if there...
Okay. Look at what Zephyr has done with CMake as an example.
Zephyr has...
In the examples repo. Yeah. Some of the Zephyr, Steve put some of that in the examples repo.
Yeah. In the CMake part of Zephyr? That's how we hooked it up.
I need to repeat that answer. The Zephyr repository contains uses CMake and can produce SPDX. So that might be a good point to look at.
Also say, right now it's 2.3, but we will be moving to 3.0.
Right now it's 2.3, but it will be moving to 3.0.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There are a bit different flavors of SBOMs from just the source files all the way to runtime and analyze. How many of the tools are supporting all the different types of SBOMs?
The question is, there are many, many different formats or different SBOM types, like runtime, build, and so on. And how many tools are supporting the different formats? I think my good position is that all these libraries are fairly generic. They are what you use in a tool that would generate a build SBOM or would generate a runtime SBOM. So it's a tooling question or a usage question. But I think it's there are many tools that are doing one or the other of the formats. Yeah. Philippe?